New Zealand's creating 14 diplomatic posts to deal with Pacific-related issues around the world. Foreign Minister Winston Peters says the new posts will include positions in seven Pacific Island countries and in the US state of Hawaii. In addition, there will be four new diplomats placed in Tokyo, Beijing, Brussels and New York. Mr. Peters told Korowaka Uta the move is a continuation of New Zealand's refocus on the Pacific.
It's part of our Pacific reset and our step up in engagement along the central development issues that are so important, from foreign affairs policy to a range of issues that have been raised with us by Pacific peoples. So there'll be eight posts in the Pacific, and then as part and parcel of the wider world engagement in the Pacific, there'll be additional personnel in Tokyo, Beijing, Brussels and New York at the UN.
Those additional four positions, what's the main aim of those?
Well, in dealing with the UN that has significant policy decision making and programs for the Pacific, it's important that we have our input at the UN level. With respect to Beijing, it's important that that is an interest and an influence that we need to be engaged with from the point of view of future planning and program development in the Pacific. Tokyo is likewise, and then Brussels, of course, is the EU connection, so that's why those appointments are being made.
And in terms of these other positions in the Pacific, what sort of staff or posts are we talking about? Because I know there's already high commissioners in a few of those places.
Well, speeding up our presence in Samoa, Tonga, Fiji, Vanuatu, Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands, Kiribati, and Honolulu, which is, of course, to service the northern Pacific.
Is this kind of support staff for those that already are there?
In the main, yes. There will be councillors, equivalent first secretary, ODA policy of the Pacific, in the case of Beijing, Tokyo, very similar in New York, and Brussels, well, first secretary in ODA Pacific as well.
And you did say that this is just a continuation of this Pacific reset, and recently that Stanford report came out criticising New Zealand for not doing enough, for example, to counter the Chinese influence in the region. I guess this does show that New Zealand's focusing on the Pacific and these posts.
Well, these are positive positionings in the eight Pacific posts and also in the Tokyo, Beijing, Brussels and New York connection. They're not negative in the context in which the Stanford report might be making reference, but more importantly, it means the Stanford report was out of date as they were writing it.
What's the end result that you hope to get from these positions in terms of the Pacific region and New Zealand?
A more successful, more deep, abiding relationship with Pacific Island countries and their populations, dealing with a range of developmental issues which we all need to do better on, including the island governments themselves. So it's a matter of better pooling our resourcing and getting more significant outcomes in the interests of the long-term economic and security concerns of Pacific peoples.
That's the New Zealand Foreign Minister Winston Peters.